Welcome back to the Nerds with Accents. You know who it is. It's your boy Joe, aka the Scrawly God, aka your girl favorite Scrawl, aka Clifton's cousin, because we all have a fucking Clifton in our family, unfortunately. And y'all know what it is, man. We're reviewing The Blackening, and to do this movie today, I had to enlist one of my favorite movie reviewers, you know, although she loves Gerard Butler, although she rates every movie fire. She's the best. She's fucking the best, and I couldn't resist. Britt Bratt, what's going on, Britt? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I'm doing well. Happy to be back again and to review this movie, which I initially thought was going to be horrible, but I was pleasantly surprised. So excited to review this movie.
Excellent. With you. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Britt. I appreciate your enthusiasm and your willingness to let me make you do shit. It's very important to my podcast career, damn it.
You know, I'm always down, even if I gotta hate watch something, you know?
Yes, I appreciate that spirit and that ethic. You guys are wondering, why is Joe talking in his work white man voice? Because it's early as fuck. And my tea is not in, so I'm going to be white until the VI-ness
settles in.
The blackness, the Crusion-ness settles in. All right? Okay, let me try. Okay, yeah, so as you guys know, Brit's here. We're going to talk about The Blackening. Let me give y'all the synopsis, and then we're going to break it down, because I got a lot of good feelings, bad feelings, ugly feelings, amazing feelings about this movie. So here's the synopsis. The Blackening centers around a group of black friends who reunite for a Juneteenth weekend getaway, only to find themselves trapped in a remote cabin with a twisted killer. Forced to play by his rules, the friends soon realize this ain't no motherfucking game. And this was directed by Tim Story, who did Ride Along, Think Like a Man, Barbershop. Co-written by Tracy Oliver, who did Girls Trip and Harlem. And Dwayne Perkins, who worked on The Amber Ruffin Show and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So, yeah. Woo, that was the synopsis. There is so much to tackle here, you know. But I just want to say this before we get into breaking it down, all right? I came into this movie like, okay, I'm hearing that it's funny. I love the concept. I heard about the initial sketch that it was based off of. And I was like, oh my God, they made a whole movie out of this. Let's fucking go. So I'm laying my biases on the table before we jump into this thing, all right? It's clearly a comedy. It's clearly a horror movie, a fusion of such. You know what I mean? They're kind of making fun of the horror tropes and obviously involving black people. Generally, Britt, how did you feel about this? And, you know, if you want, we can branch off into one of the things about this movie that's, like, burning in your soul, you know?
So I guess I wish I knew who was involved in the making of this movie to begin with, because then maybe I wouldn't have been so harsh about it. Because when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh no, this is going to be garbage. This is going to be super corny. I don't want to watch it, because my friends were like, oh, let's go watch. I'm like, nah, I'm not even going to waste my time with this. And then I saw people giving their feedback about the movie. I was like, oh, it's really funny. It was coming out on Juneteenth. I was like, okay, let me give it a chance, you know? And like I said before, I was pleasantly surprised. I really enjoyed it. It was very, very funny. Like, not even funny where, like, you're, like, chuckling or, like, laughing on the inside. Like, I was screaming, you know? Out loud, like, embarrassedly, like, laughing real loud. So, yeah, it was enjoyable.
Okay. So, before I ask you, what were some of your funnier moments? Because I want to see what got you, right? So, before we kind of talk about that, I felt the same way. Like, I mean, obviously we came at it from two different directions, but I was in there like very excited. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be good. Some comedians and podcasters that I really respect, who I think are really good at their craft, really complimenting the movie, you know? And when comedians do that, I really like perk up, because it's really hard to make a comedian laugh. I don't know if you notice, like, and even like very funny people, like, think about the funniest people, you know. If you tell them a joke, you know what they're gonna do? Yeah, that's funny.
No, you're right.
Right?
You're
right. Like, that's yeah, funny. Like, fuck. They ain't even laughing, right?
Right.
So when I heard comedians talk about it like this, a few of them in particular, I was like, okay, no, this is good. And I've been in that bitch crying. Like, I was telling my fiance, like, it had so many, like, big jokes and constant small clever jokes. If you're paying attention, like, oh, wait, that's funny. So I was doing that a lot. I've been in the chair like, oh, that's funny. That's funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's funny. You know what I mean? So yeah. I came away really, really enjoying it. I will say, though, that every now and then there was a joke where I'm just like, okay. Okay, you
it was a little corny.
Yeah, you went a little too Twitter there. But I think, like, by volume, there was a lot of small laughs and enough big laughs where I really enjoyed it. Before I ask you, I want to buy you more time. I don't know if your memory is as bad as mine, so I try and buy you time. But before you tell me some of your funny moments, the thing that was the funniest, one of the funniest things to me was in the movie when the killer first show up to the group of friends that came after my baby Yvonne Orji got killed. You know what I mean? Got clapped up in the beginning of the movie or whatever. And my boy Jay Farrow. When they first got attacked, right? After that. When King pull out the gun and he aiming after the killer and Clifton torn his gun from
Simon. Yeah. I literally screamed. And that shit was so funny. My husband is in the military too.
Right.
So he was like, exactly, correct. Like, what is he doing?
My boy said, no, we doing no hood shit. Turn your gun from sideways and we go aim correctly.
That shit was funny. Yeah.
So Clifton was killing me. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that was one of the moments to me that I thought was hilarious. And like, even like, essentially, like anything that Grace Byers did, you know what I mean? She was the daughter with the white father, and they basically been joking her the whole time for being light skin or whatever. Shout out to Sydney if you're listening, right? Shout out to Sydney if you're listening. Joe loves you, right? But the time when she was joking, talking about she afraid of white people, and they were just like, "Why?" She said, "Yeah, because I'm afraid of my dad too." Right? Just because one day he gets mad, boom, murder, suicide.
No, she was my favorite character of all of them. Because I resonated with her character so much. Because again, I get clowned for being light skin all the time and not being black enough and whatever. So I really resonated with her character. And then the funniest part of me, of that movie for me, was when she had popped that, what was it, Adderall or Molly? What was it? I don't remember.
It was Adderall.
And she started tripping.
Yeah.
I was like, that would be me. Like, that would be me.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. I'll be fine. Like, just going to complete, like.
Yeah, dude. She
and mode, you know?
Right.
Oh, God. That was the funniest part to me for the whole movie.
Right. So yeah, like to me, it was like a lot of different type of jokes. You know, like we had some of the usual, like standard Black American jokes, like with King, right? Who's like the character who's like the reformed bad man. You know, now he get his white Armenian girl. He trying not to be a thug anymore or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I like that they had like not stereotypes, but a lot of different type of Black people. And I like the array of them, but with him particularly, with him basically making the fucking Kool-Aid that's all sugar or whatever, and them continually telling him throughout the movie, hey, yo, you don't catch a cramp. And then he catch a cramp when he was about to kill the killer. That was hilarious to me. I'm like, yes, because as soon as I hear them keep mentioning it over and over again, hey, yo, you don't catch a cramp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he finally squared off with a killer. He like, oh, this nigga can't fight. So he's styling off. He fighting this man, beating up this dude. And then he catch a cramp, dog. I was in there dying.
Oh, my God. In tears, dying. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, dude. Like I definitely want to talk more about Clifton and all that. But I feel like I want to, like, take a minute to, like, appreciate the humor. Because, one, comedy is the hardest thing, period, right? Especially when people are expecting to laugh. Like, it's the hardest thing to do in entertainment. So I wanted to give them some love. And I feel like, not to talk too much about people who aren't on this podcast, but I feel like the general critique of the movie has been too harsh to me. And it kind of bombed, to be honest. Like, people thought the movie was going to do a little better than it did.
Yeah.
Well, a good bit better than it did. And it really didn't do that well. So I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, because like you said, at first you were a bit reticent, and I certainly did. So if you have any more funny things that can get some folks to go into theater, drop it on us, and then we can move on.
Yeah, facts. I thought it got a higher rating on Rotten Tomatoes. What was it? Was it 85?
Yeah. The critics liked it, but
Okay.
apparently anybody went to see that bitch. It was just
The
me and you.
general. Damn. And I think it was that trailer, man. I don't know.
You don't think the trailer was that good?
Nah. And yeah, because that's what did it for. I was like, I don't want to watch this shit. You know? It had come across corny.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, I definitely could see that, man. I guess I was literally just hearing about it before. So like literally like I didn't even see the trailer. I just knew it was coming and I knew the sketch was coming. I was like, I gonna give it a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I like the concept, you know what I mean? Because to me, just what they got out of the concept was a lot. But clearly I'll realize that we found this shit funny. But let's talk more about the horror side of it a little bit too, right? So clearly we know the setup. His friends basically like 10 years since college, they're reuniting, and there's different dynamics within the friends. So they're renting out this cabin in bumfuck nowhere, you know, essentially doing shit that black people don't do, quote unquote. You know what I mean? If you can't see video, you can't see my air quotes, right? So that black people don't do. So they go into the cabin, and before we get there, like I mentioned earlier, Jay Pharoah and Yvonne Orji find this racist ass Jim Crow looking game. And essentially, when you're playing this game, if you don't answer these questions that prove your blackness right, you are literally going to be killed. And we see that in the beginning, and that's what happens to them. What do you think about that concept, like in the horror context? Like at any point from the beginning to the end, were you ever really afraid, or were you more, did you feel like it was more of a comedy to you where you never felt like, okay, something could actually happen to these characters? Like after Yvonne and them got fucked up in the beginning.
I was afraid because it reminded me of Saw, and I was like, oh damn, like this is the same thing over again with Saw, with the Saw movie. So like initially when they found the game, I was like, do not play the game, like just leave it where it's at, you know, because I just know how it was gonna play out. So but I was really scared, you know,
Okay.
especially when the door locked and then the lights turned off and I was like, oh shit, TV turned on.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, this
Okay.
is it for them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there were moments, and I'll get to it in a little bit, where I felt like, because they're trying to balance the comedy and the horror, you know what I mean? So I think there are moments where I felt like it could have been a little bit scarier, but generally I was okay with it, because I thought they set it up well, where earlier in the movie, you know, when one of the characters was stopping to get gas and she ended up meeting up with Clifton. And you know, you see like the stereotypical racist looking scary whites in the gas station, like, why you belong here? Why you don't belong here? Why are you here? So I'm like, okay, as a black person, like, you're like, okay, well, that's never good. You know what I mean? Like, that's never good. So I thought that set it up enough. And then obviously they break the tension by saying, hey, Clifton also got an invite. You know what I mean? And Clifton is coming to this reunion as well. Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. If you listen to this and you know, and you care about spoilers, I don't know where you at. You know what I'm saying? But spoiler coming. Like, we clearly find out Clifton is involved in all of this. When he showed up in the beginning, were you still focused on the white person, the scary whites, if you will? Or did you go, oh, nah, he got to be involved?
I didn't think that he was involved until they started playing the game. And then they chose him to be the person to be kicked out. At that point, I was like, he might be involved in this thing. But initially, no.
Okay, but what about that to kind of like clued you in? To the fact that he's probably involved.
Because he was so different. And then earlier on, they kind of like talked about, like, they were like kind of picking on him a lot. So I was like, the nerdy kid, he probably got picked on a lot, you know, when they were in school, like the outcast. And then I think besides Yvonne and Jay Pharoah, he was the first one to be removed, right? After
Right.
they, yeah. So then I was like, okay, no, he's probably involved, being the first one to be technically removed from the group.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Cause I have that thing, like sometimes in movies, like I either guess what's about to happen and then I either like overthink and like doubt myself. So when he was getting kicked out of the group, where they basically like, hey, they were answering a series of questions, right? And they were like, okay, you have to vote out the person who, what they say, is the
The
blackest?
most black, the
Right.
blackest person,
Right.
yeah. Which I would lose. Nobody would choose me.
That's funny. Man, you know they gonna choose me. Like, no, Joel compliments white women. Get him out of there. Let's kill him.
Right.
So we both would have been fucked. If he was in the same group, it would have been one of us, my son. He likes Margot Robbie. Kill him. Get him.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right I do. And I'm not apologizing. But you know what I mean? Like, so as soon as they vote him out or whatever, I was like, that feels weird. And some of the things he was saying was very like, how could you get, you see, you just have to play the game, right? You guys want to, you know, kick me out of the group, vote me off the island, so to speak, et cetera, et cetera. So that kind of gave me the first clue. But then it looked like he had get clapped when he went outside the house and he had get killed. So it looked like he had get killed. So I was like, well, the man looked like he dead.
Then I kind of have put that thought to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But still, something to me wasn't right. So, like, in my head, I was thinking, okay, even though he died, I feel like he had some part in it, you know, in orchestrating this whole thing and getting them there. So even though he died, the plan was still already in place for it to be carried out, you know?
Okay. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we talk about the game, and obviously they're asking different questions that essentially like Black Card Revoked, right? Like, you have to, like, questions that you have to know as a Black person, or we should know as Black people. And you don't have to remember all of them. I have a few of them here, but was there any ones that stuck out to you? Or like, in the movie theater, when they're asking these questions, they're going to get you killed as a bad Black person. Were you able to answer their questions? Because it was a few of them. I was like, I would be fucking dead. Like,
not have been dead, like, from the beginning. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed, but, like, if you give me some VA history now,
right,
I'm going to survive.
Right.
But that question, what was it? About the Black Aunt Viv, how many seasons? I'm like, I don't know. Like, are you kidding me? Nah, I'd have been dead.
Yeah. No, I felt the same way. Like, literally that same question. And I love fucking Fresh Prince. And I've been there, like,
damn,
I supposed to know what season? Because that's back in the day where, like, you didn't, like, know what season it was on. Shit played all throughout the day when we were young. You know what I mean? Like, when it come on is when it come on. Is it new or is it a rerun? You're just like, whatever. I ain't like, no, where you're like, yeah, season 3 of The Witcher is. You know what I mean? Like, no, we know what season everything is. But it was like, what season Doc and Viv get replaced? I'm like, well, I supposed to fucking know that? That should come out in, like, in 93. Like,
right, like, we weren't even old enough to watch it when it came on TV. Like, we watched the reruns, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't freaking know. Sometimes Light on Viv is, like, comes on, and then the next episode is Dark Skin on Viv. Like,
right.
So I don't know.
Right, yeah, dude. So I just want to see if it was just me, my son. Like, they were asking some, they were asking some wild fucking questions. Let me see if I could pull one of them up real fast. Let me see if I could pull one of them up. I feel like I had a couple of them. Like, some of them shit was funny as fuck, though. So, like, the first one is, like, let me see if it quite fish up. It did not show up. Hold on. Let me fix this hole. Boom, right? So, one of the first questions is mac and cheese a side dish or a main dish? That ain't gonna fucking right answer to that. Like, how am I supposed to answer that? It just belong on my plate. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to answer that? You know what I'm saying? So that one there, like, when they ask that question, I'm like, nah. This is a fucking trick question. This is unfair.
Yeah.
And I went full white woman in the theater. Like, nah, I need a manager because I ain't dying for this dumb fucking question. There's no way to, like, actually answer.
And I feel like most people would say it's a side.
Right. It's a fucking side. But it just have to be on that plate. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
But but you know what I mean? So, like, that one day I was a little, like, I was getting my white woman on in the theater. And then let me see, I had another one that was just like, Name one black character. Like, were you able to pull that up in your mind? Because I was like,
no.
I was dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
So in the theater, they were just killing the questions. I mean, in the movie part of me, they were killing the questions, doing so well. And then I'm just like, I would have died 4 times over. You know what I'm saying? So
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to see if it was just me. You know what I mean? At another portion in the program, I'm going to bring back some questions so me and Britt could die some more. You know
very good.
You know what I mean? But like, so I just wanted to see. Apparently, the Caribbean niggas is not black enough for this game.
Oh, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they are not black enough for this game. Okay, so we both kind of agree that like Grace Byers, who was in Harlem, to me, I think she was probably the most standout character. But aside from her, we know we got to talk about Clifton. What did you think about Clifton's whole performance? Played by Jermaine Fowler, a funny comedian, been in several things, is a good stand-up, been in a bunch of movies, all of that stuff. I thought it was pretty funny, but I feel like it hit a point where we're just like, okay, this is a little too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The man talking on his, I can't do it because I'm not an actor, but like his lip.
It's like twitching, right? Yeah.
I voted for Trump twice, you know, and I love white people. Like, it, at first it was funny, but then it came to a point where I'm just like, okay, I know this based on a comedy, like a sketch, and you got to be a little over the top for a comedy sketch.
Right.
But it came to a point where I'm just like, big man, drop your lip and just talk like a white, like a black person who's a not good black person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's
just do that. Like, how do you feel about the whole performance, like his big reveal, the way Jermaine Fowler played the character? Like, what did you think about like that in its totality? Like,
I thought his performance itself was really good. But because I called it early on in the movie, I wasn't shocked when he revealed himself. Other people in the theater seemed to be shocked when I was there, because there was a good amount of us that were there, and they were shocked, but my husband and I had called it, so I was like, okay, we knew it was you, Clifton. And then his reasoning for doing it, I get it, like, you know, being bullied and whatnot, but I just, it wasn't a sell for me. I was like, you did all of this because of that? Like, okay. I don't know. It wasn't a compelling enough reason. And most times with villains, I understand their reasoning for doing things most times. But in this case, I was like, all right, dude, just move the hell on. Go to therapy. I don't know.
Oh, my. So the whole time, Brit hearing the whole explanation, this is what she's thinking in her head. Oh, my God.
Other than that, my boy, I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a shit? I don't give a fuck, man.
No, I did not. I really didn't.
That's Gosh, hilarious, man. Right?
Real?
Brit in the theater.
Oh. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
You see, this is why they go on Twitter, the American blacks, and that's what they shit on us, okay? We don't care about their plight. That's why we have diaspora wars on Twitter, man.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't get involved in those.
Smart, because whether it's Africans or the Yankees, we getting light the fuck up for everything.
Listen.
You know what I mean? We just want some rum and some macaroni and cheese, and we be getting light up. But largely, I felt similarly, right? Because talk about in the beginning, like, the lip thing, after a point, they were like, okay, boy. Like, it was really funny in the beginning, but they should have dialed that down a little bit, because it felt a little too much at later points.
Mm-hmm.
But because I figure, oh, well, I see the man get stabbed in the chest. He got to be dead, right? Like, it's like some, like, superhero shit where you could explain away niggas not dying. You know? So I'm like, oh, well, if somebody put a knife in my chest, I probably dead too, right? Up in the fucking bushes, right? I probably dead too. So I'm like, all right, he dead. So I kind of put out my mind. So when them kind of coming back around in the end and finding out, hey, the reason he do all of this and trick them to come out here and conspire with some whites that he pay a couple $100 to kill black people, which was another funny joke that they took a job.
Yes.
They took a job to kill 7 black people for $100. That was also hilarious. I'm like, that is a joke. Like, that is a great joke that they did it for, like,
little to nothing, right? For fun, for shit, for gas money,
I'll kill some niggas for a gas, a tank of gas, sure, buddy.
I think it was Dwayne, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who had made the joke. He was like, "This is all I'm worth."
right.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like another funny joke. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, dude, as I say, this movie was funny, boss. I don't care what nobody said. It's fuck funny, but like, yeah, so. I don't know what the fuck I was going to say. I don't know what I was going to say. I am blanking out. This is why you pod after noon, not before. And I'm leaving this shit in because I ain't editing it. What was going to say? Yeah, so like, I was kind of shocked because I thought, well, you know, based on the rules of like life, you know what I mean? Like, he probably supposed to be dead. So when they revealed that he did all of this because they didn't want to teach him spades, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a black person, they were like, you know, like, and that's a running joke for the Americans. Like, ain't nobody going to teach you how to play spades, and they clone you for not being able to know. So that being the reveal to me was, I feel you. It felt like, okay, my boy, you're being a little soft, obviously. But at the same time, I thought the message and the whole message of the whole thing was, when you break down who is blacker than who and who is not black enough and all of that stuff, like, it's useless because all of us black, whether you the mixed girl.
Regardless.
Yeah, whether you the mixed girl or, obviously, I don't fuck with you vote for Trump once or twice, but even vote for Trump twice, you still a nigga. Like, you have to be out here in this war, like, and you get the point. Everybody else in the clique still black. So I thought that was the message. Maybe people feel it was too corny, but I think even though it might be corny, I think it's very true. So even though it was over the top, you know what I'm saying, how they ruined his life, he stormed out to the party, killed somebody by accident, and it ruined his life. I was like, okay, it's a little over the top, but like, I could appreciate the message. So I wasn't like, oh, this is stupid. You know what I'm saying?
I almost wish it was for another reason and not because they didn't teach you spades. I don't know. I wish it was a little deeper than that.
Right.
That was very surface level to me. Like, okay, they didn't teach you. You're in college, man. You're not even in high school.
Right.
You're in college. They didn't teach you spades. You go and get some alcohol and start chugging away. Like, hey, come on, bro. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
I think the overall message would have been better received, at least for me, if it was for a much more serious reason.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Like, you're right. It should have been something else, like, maybe, like, the whole BSU clown him, and it was, like, public embarrassment. Like, something I feel more, traumatic or something. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
it was
right
in front of the whole college campus, and all the blacks, you know, called me a coon or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see that being more traumatic. Not enough to kill seven niggas, but it would have feel more, like, like heavy. Like, okay. You guys ruined my life. You know what I mean? So, no, I feel that. I feel that. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, that's generally how I felt about Clifton. Like, I enjoyed a lot of the jokes with him, but I felt like it was, like, a point of diminishing returns. Like, after a while, it was kind of like, all right, buddy, let's wrap up this thing. And I think the voice was funny for the first couple minutes. But after a while, it was like, and I heard it somewhere else, but it was a good point. It kind of sounded like the voice black people used to do in the 90s, like comedians, like, white guys talk like this. Like, it wasn't even like a good white man voice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like mine. I have a great white man voice because it really hits how they talk. You know what I mean? And what they're trying to do. You know, like it you know what I'm saying?
Voice training?
You know, I'm great at it, especially when money is involved. Right? But yeah, so I think it had some weaknesses, but overall, like, obviously, like, we got the point of what they were trying to say. Throughout it, like, you mentioned the scene with Grace Bio when she was on Adderall and she fucking turned into Rambo there in the bushes killing one of the many killers. Like, I thought that was hilarious, right? But besides that, how did you feel about the action? Because although it's comedy, there's definitely a horror element, and they kind of wanted us to feel like these characters were really in danger. We had characters who got shot by arrows and hit and things like that. Like, did you feel the action translated well in the serious moments or not?
Not enough for me. So, like, when, what's his name? Was it King? He got shot with the arrow, and then he got hit again.
Yeah, they were fucking up. Like, he was getting shot in the same place.
Yeah, like, I was just confused as to how he was still alive. I don't know. I was so confused by that.
Yeah. No.
So, I don't know. I do think that their fighting abilities was realistic.
Okay.
I think they did their best, but, like, obviously they weren't no, like, Kung Fu Ninja, like, moves going on.
Right.
I thought that was realistic. That could have been a little bit more serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see where you were at on it, because that's how I felt. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it to be John Wick, because like you said, like,
right.
they're regular people, and yeah. they already show, like, based on the characters, the only ones who kind of supposed to be able to fight is really King, and he had his tool on him and everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that made sense, and I like how they used the comedy way to make Grace Byer, like, actually, like, somebody in the click combat ready. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like them doing that. I felt the same way. When it was the action, it still felt like a sketch where it felt like it looked funny. And I'm like, okay, well, here, when they're not trying to make us laugh, like King getting shot twice in the same place, like, I get that's for jokes. They're like, this nigga's a punching bag. Like, he getting fucked up more than everybody else. But when it wasn't that moment, they were trying to make us laugh. I was like, okay, this still look like you're trying to make me laugh. And I don't think you really want me. I'm not supposed to be laughing.
Right.
In this moment. Oh, what do you think about the white cop who was actually one of the good ones? That was so funny to me. That was hilarious to me. What do you think about his whole thing? Because I was like, this movie is really good, folks. I like this movie. You guys could tell.
That hurt my heart. Oh, gum.
Let me in, guys. Like... I swear. I'm not the killer. This looks bad. I promise.
And then the mask. So. Man, so when he first came to the cabin, I was like, okay, he's there to help, you know? I believed him. When they got in the car, and then he got out the car, I was like, what? Why? And then the mask was on the floor. I was like, okay, nah, he must be part of it. Especially right. in this, like, remote town, like, everybody has to be in on this shit. Like, right. it can't be just these three, what was it, three white guys, or was it? Two.
It was the two white.
It was two, and then and
Clifton.
Clifton, yes, the twins, and then Clifton, and it's like I don't know. So I don't shame them for not believing him, but I did feel so bad for him though, because Well, I mean, that's a lesson for white. Well, this may be a little harsh.
No, please be harsh. This is what we want.
And then, like, that's a lesson for white people. Like, I mean, you just don't trust y'all. You gotta do better. And it's sad. It's sad that we can't even trust people who are in these positions to protect us.
Right. Absolutely. No. 100%. 100%. No, for real. Like. Yeah.
Because even at the end, right? When they were like, "Oh, call the police," and they're like, "Fuck nah!" Like, who's gonna believe us? And I'm like, "Damn! Like, for real?"
Yeah. No, it's true. I just, because, you know, the way my brain I walk, I find that funny. Like, obviously, I feel bad for the man. He was one of the good ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was one of the good ones for real, but that shit was hilarious when he was just begging, like, after they locked the car. They locked the car. No, he was just begging, like, please, guys, I promise I can explain the mask. That fucking funny. Like, even earlier in the movie when he would tell them that he was trying to prove to them earlier that he was, before they got in the car. Could have convinced him to get in the car. He was like, he wanted the good ones. If I got an invitation to the cookout, I would appreciate it, but I wouldn't accept it because I know it's not my place to make others uncomfortable. Like, that shit was funny. Like, that was funny,
but at the same time, I'm like, damn, you're doing too much to prove yourself, you right. know?
That's a good point.
Which still makes me more suspicious.
He was too good of a white man, is what you're saying. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too good.
Why
to
are you
be
this
true?
Aware?
Right. You did the readings. That's not what a white man would do. Kill him. You know what I
mean? Oh God. What thing.
That's funny. No, like I found that so funny. You mentioned it earlier. You know who was really funny too? Dwayne.
Oh, yes.
Dwayne was really, really funny. Mm-hmm. Especially after I almost fucked up so bad, and I cannot tell you guys how I almost fucked up, because I might get canceled. My baby Antoinette Robertson from Dear White People, when her Lisa and Namdi, right?
Lisa.
She plays Lisa and Cinqua Wiles plays Namdi. When Lisa and Namdi kind of leave Dwayne behind and he end up surviving. My boy was giving them shit for the rest of the movie. Like, it was so petty.
Listen,
I was
dying. I would have done the same thing. Like, how the fuck y'all gonna leave me? After I had to deal with your shit, after y'all broke up, now y'all happily back together, and then y'all gonna leave me? Like, nah, fuck y'all.
Yep. That was him. That was, no, I don't know, man. That shit was, I just, all of his little side comments was just hilarious, boss. That man, that man was just cutting. You know what I'm saying? He was just cutting, and I've been there like, yo, this man kill, he killing y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he was another favorite of mine. Yeah,
the wind definitely had a, he definitely had a good line. He had one of my, you know, I like to do like some of the corny jokes every now and then on purpose. But he, after they pushed Clifton into the well, he's like, well, that went, that didn't go too well. And small smile at the camera. I was like, yes, yes, Dwayne, kill him. Give him the hero. You know what I mean? The little hero quip at the end. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I loved it, bro. Like, that this movie.
It was giving 300.
Right? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my. Of course, Gerard Butler's favorite would say this. Right on brand. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Different, yo, man. You see?
You're a fool. You're a fool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. Okay. What else? What else? What else, man? Let me ask Britt some more fucking questions, man. You know what I mean? This movie was good, but it wasn't like super complicated. Let me see if me and Britt can't see any more of these fucking questions. All right. Let's see what we got here, Britt. Oh, this one. This was an easy one. That I thought this was the one that I would have been able to survive, but let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you. What group was Cisco in, Britt? And Britt, if you can scooch to your right a little bit, I don't want your face cut off. There you go.
Oh, there I am.
You're good. Okay. Got to make sure you're good out here.
What the fuck was it called?
What? I can't believe you.
But wait.
Especially
wait,
from what I know about your time in the America. You Drew got Hill. To know this. Thank
Drew
you.
Hill.
Thank
Drew
you.
Hill. And I lived in Baltimore, so that's like what my I friends in Baltimore would. Blame.
That's what I say. I forgot. I think you've been to DMV. You better know this. What
yes,
do you mean?
Yes.
Oh my God. So Britt's not gonna die, and I knew that.
I'm not,
Cisco was my nigga. Okay. Drew Hill, them niggas jumping. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you want. Okay. Niggas was cooking out there. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. So Britt ain't dead. Britt ain't dead. Let's play another one. Oh yeah. This is the one where I'm just like, yeah, dead.
Name 15 black inventions.
15 black inventions. The stoplight. Right. The stoplight's one, right?
The nutcracker?
I think we're dead. You should Google that and let me know. I'm going to keep going. You Google that. You let me know. That's right. I think we played a role in electricity, but Thomas Edison
stole it. I was
going to
say
it.
That.
Yeah, that's, so I got two. It. Maybe we got three. Maybe the nutcracker. I'm going to cheat. It's an African invention, but still black. The banjo. Banjo is an African instrument. I'm just cheating. I know that me African American. I'm cheating. The Nintendo cartridge, black man made that. I know that because
okay.
I'm a nerd, right? The cartridge,
okay.
The majiggy. Guys, we're dead. We were yeah. Looking at the Jim Crow. Because
inventions
game.
Are like things you use. It can't
right.
be food or anything.
Yeah, right. Oh, the hair yeah. straightener. Madam C.J. Walker, I think
oh,
she
I was
did
gonna
that.
Say the perm, but yeah, she did.
Yeah, that counts. We're at five. Yeah, we're dead. The knife's
yeah,
approaching
yeah.
our face. I think they had
like
a minute.
Minute, right?
Yeah, they had a minute. We have like 30 yeah. more seconds. What else we got, Bray? What else we got? Black inventions. I think we're fucking dead. Oh, yeah. All the peanut butter stuff. Peanut butter. Right.
I was gonna say peanut butter, but that's technically not like a.
No, that count. What do you mean, man?
It counts.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say peanut butter.
We trying to live. Six. We still dead though. I mean, it says
yeah.
15. Clearly,
15 is a lot though.
That's a lot. Yeah. I think we're dead.
Yeah.
I think we dead. All right, folks. So me and Britt dead, but we just like we just like this. My point being, these fucking questions, the way they were answering these questions, I was like. These are some good blacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
very
no,
impressive
for
blacks.
Real.
You know what
for
I'm saying?
Real.
Very impressive blacks. You know what I'm saying? So I'm proud of them. You know what I mean? No one else died after Yvonne Awoerji and Jay Farrow, right? Yeah, they were
no.
the ones who died, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all made it safely.
Okay.
They split
excellent.
Up and yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so before we rate this, any final thoughts, Britt? Because I'm trying to think of anything else, but I think we touched all the important things.
Yeah, I think we covered everything.
Okay. All right. So let's see. All right. So y'all know what it is, man. The Big Bad Tremendous rating system is basically five tiers, five stars essentially, and I'll give you from worst to best. If you thought the film was absolute trash, waste of our time, waste of a couple of hours on Juneteenth weekend for this movie, it is garbage. You know what I mean? If you thought it was slightly better, you know, underwhelming but not the worst thing you've ever seen, you're gonna go with so. Next up is decent, which is, as it says, decent, solid, not great, not above average, but solid. Fire is definitely above average, but not like in that classic legendary range. On top of the top is proper, you know what I'm saying? So again, with this garbage, so, decent, fire, proper. Brit, Alex Bree underscore on Twitter and Spill. That's right.
And
Support the
spell,
Negroes, you know? It's quiet right now, but I'm on there. Not, I,
it
it's not
is,
as many people, but they're working on it. And I support the blacks, even though I'm using my white voice. I don't know why I would use my white voice when I say I support the blacks. That's stupid. But it's early in the morning, folks. yeah.
What did I give
Britas.
it?
Brit Brat. I'm trying to get all my
What
bullshit names for you. Chloe Bailey cousin. Another one you gave yourself the last time. Chloe Bailey
Yes.
cousin. How do you rate The Blackening?
I'm gonna say decent.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, I was very close to giving it fire, but I'm like, you know what? I think
Did I
it was
bully you?
decent.
Did I bully you off of? I'm
No,
sorry.
no, no,
I didn't mean to do that. You're a valued member of this podcast.
gonna give it decent.
Ah, damn it! I bullied you like they bullied Grace. I
Yes.
didn't. I can't. I'm sorry. As a fellow light-skinned, I don't know why I bullied you. I apologize. We gotta stick together. You know what I mean? We gotta stick together. But no, Hey, yo, I'm about to get real, folks. My entire life, I've been called light-skinned, and I feel like I just brown. So I don't know if I dark-skinned or
I
light-skinned.
agree. I feel like you're brown.
Right. You know what I mean? I feel like I was brown, but I've been
Yeah.
berated by other light-skinned folks who tell me that I light-skinned. You know what I mean? So basically, I am a special snowflake, and I feel what dark-skinned people feel, and I feel what light-skinned people feel. So I the most special Negro who ever lived. It's about me, folks. Isn't it about me? Which probably proves that I'm light skinned. Okay, anyways, I don't know. I we know we don't do in betweens. I'd give you shit for that from other
Yeah.
people who come on the podcast. So I'm not gonna renege. You know what I mean? Word to blackening, but I know, right? This is before noon, and I still got it. I fucking got it, Brett. It's before we gotta do early pods all the time. I'm amazing today. No, man, I really having a hard time because, as you guys heard, we enjoyed a lot of the jokes, but there definitely were some moments where I thought they were not trying too hard, but some of the jokes felt like, oh, this is a 1999 joke. There were some jokes that was a little like, you could do better than that. And Clifton's performance was very like seesaw to me. Like, if they had directed him differently, I think it would have landed better.
Yeah.
So I want to go fire because I really enjoyed a lot of the jokes, but there were a lot of little things to me that kind of affected it a little bit. So
I feel you though.
I think I'm gonna have to go decent. I'm gonna go decent, but it's like a I was really close to giving it fire. I thought the concept was really
Yeah.
good. It was very funny. All the characters, I think, did a pretty good job. Some of them ain't had that much to do. Maybe they
Yeah.
could have fewer characters, maybe. Like my baby Antoinette Robertson, who is so fucking fine. Like, she is like, whew, oh my God. She's like,
She is
my
gorgeous.
God. Like, you know what I mean? What's that song? God must have spent a little more time on you. You know what I'm
Just
saying?
so pretty. Like she's like a distraction.
Yes. Yeah, it's just like, fuck the movie, fuck the plot. I just gonna stare
Hey
at your
girl.
cheeks. She's just beautiful.
Yeah, like
Beautiful.
I don't know what you're saying, but
Who cares? Give her some money, Hollywood. Who cares what she says? Pay her. Well, no, I'm getting distracted because I'm a whore. Okay, so Yeah, I'm gonna go with decent, but it's like a high decent. I kind of want to go fire, but I think decent is appropriate. I think if you're listening to this and you are unsure, I think you could go and see it. I think it's worth your time, but yes, I don't think definitely. It's gonna like change your life.
Yeah, you know? No. You don't get a good laugh though.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I think you definitely would get a good laugh. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go with decent. Like Britt, I think she was on the money there. You know what I'm saying? Even though she was struggling, you know, naming Drew Hill. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to point out the fact that she.
But I got it. That's what matters.
You did. But yeah, that was the Blackening review. Shout out to Britt. Thank you, Britt. If you want to plug anything or say any final words, this is your time, man.
Thanks for having me again. I think you guys should definitely go out and watch it. It's probably not in theaters anymore, but when it is out on streaming platform, definitely watch it if you want a good laugh. And if you're not, follow me, AlexBree_ on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And Spill. You know what? This is real anti-Black. We're like 2 weeks off of Juneteenth, and the things that you're saying are leading me to believe... You don't really support the Blacks. She didn't mention Spill. I had to mention Spill.
Spill. It's new, so, you know.
Yeah, right. Likely excuse. But no, man. Thank you, Britt, for coming on. I appreciate you. I made her watch this. So we're going to review Barbie if you got time. Because I appreciate your contribution.
Yes.
We're going to review Barbie and we're going to party. You know what I mean?
And we're going to wear all pink.
I'll do it. I have a beautiful coral pink shirt. You know what I mean? I look great in pastels. You're not going to shave me, Britt Brat. All right?
It's a date.
Joel in some coral, coral pink? Fire. Okay?
Yeah, we'll have to score you fire with that.
Oh, man. All right, well, thanks again, Britt. All right, y'all listening to this, y'all know what it is, man. Share, write us a 5-star review, jump on the Patreon. Everything is in the show notes, so just access it there. Share, Patreon, everything. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back soon with a bunch more podcasts, reviews, conversations, anime shit. I will talk to you guys next time. Peace.